And so I'm getting all geared up and all nerded up. I have been really obsessed with being cool, I think, for the majority of my life. I've always wanted to be considered cool. I don't know exactly how that happened. I do have this memory of the first time of really wanting to be cool and then getting that cool moment satisfied. And that was first grade. I heard that this girl was kissing boys. Summer was her name. I heard that Summer was kissing boys. And right away, my first thought is, that sounds awful. Why is she not kissing me? And then at some point, I believe in guidance class maybe or something, I think some puppet show maybe about responsible community behavior, she kissed me on the, where my neck meets my shoulder, like a highly sensitive area, open mouthed. I will never forget this. This is one of my earliest and greatest memories. And then on top of that, I mean, I was, you know, somewhat smart as we heard early in the podcast. I mean, I was alternatively diagnosed with either a learning disorder or talented and gifted, kind of alternating. But I was good at sports. That's a trump card in the world of coolness, especially when you're 10. You know, I could throw and catch and score points and touchdowns and get hits. It was awesome. And by second grade, I had a girlfriend. I actually had a girlfriend from second grade to sixth grade. And she was the girl that everybody liked. And I got voted president of it. And I got the starring role in plays. And I was king. I was king. I was Leonardo DiCaprio of the playground. But puberty, you know, is coming, like you can see it in the distance. A plague of locusts is on its way. I go to middle school, and I go out for the football team. I go out for everything, like I always do, you know? I mean, that I was out for the football team, out for the yearbook, out for choir, out for band, out for orchestra. All of this is true, out for everything. And when you're good at sports, that's cool because nobody focuses on your violin playing. They focus on your basketball playing. I joined the football team and this guy, whose name I won't use, decides to pick on me, to steal my pads. And every day I have a pad that's missing. So what happens is if your pads are missing at practice, first you run a lap. The first time I ran a lap for not having a pad. The second time maybe I ran two laps. So this is happening. And then also yearbook staff, I am not eating lunch with the other kids. I'm working on yearbook and eating lunch like in the art room. Okay, third time my pads are gone and I don't know what's going on. My locker's always open and I am so insecure. I'm blaming myself. I know it's gotta be me. And my helmet's gone. My helmet is gone. And so the coach makes the decision. All right, Dave Good, you're going to stand in the middle of the field and the whole team is going to run laps around you to teach you to not lose your pads. I am destroyed, utterly destroyed. Every single kid who doesn't even know me, we're like 3 days into middle school, fucking Dave Good is making us run. That pussy, you know, like it was over. And then because I missed lunch, they let kids pick their own lunch tables. Like, I don't know, they assign them and then you like never moved. I get out of yearbook and the only spot left is the table with kids who have disabilities, like severe physical and mental disabilities. And of course we all know God bless them. But in that moment, I was destroyed socially. I had gone in 3 weeks from a kid who was president of the class, star athlete with the, like all of that, the total kid package, to absolute nothing. And I am destroyed. That was the day cool died. Now I'm totally ruined. I got no choice but to embrace nerddom. I cannot be cool. And for my own fault, I kind of was looking down at the nerdier kids when I got there and I learned my lesson. So now they don't want to hang out with me. Talk about a life lesson. That should happen to everyone, where people who you look down on suddenly are the only people who can take care of you. But I go to this camp called the Young Scholars Program, right? Because I need a respite from school. School's gotten so bad that I now go to a camp where I can learn with other nerds who don't know me, so I can get away from my reputation. And this camp starts, and it starts with a word association game, like a name game. And what you do is you sit in a circle, and then one person says their name, and then you say a word that starts with the first letter of your name. Perhaps you've played this game before. So kids are going, you know, and since they're nerds, in the illustrious words or the immortal words of my friend Kate, all the kids are trying to out-nerd each other. They're trying to be cool amongst the nerds. And so you'd say, you know, my name is Diane and I like Dickinson, Emily. Or my name is Nate and I like nebulas. Or my name is Carl and I like, I don't know, something nerdy that Carl likes. So I'm doing that, right? And I'm trying to come up with nerdy things that Dave likes. You know, I can't remember. I don't know, maybe my name is Dave and I like dichotomy. I'm pretty sure I said I like dichotomy. Most of the kids are taking math and science and stuff classes. I'm taking theater and quiz show kind of debate classes. And the thing is, because I'm not cool, I think one thing about not being cool is that you're kind of innocent. Like the cool kids are like looking at pornos and talking about sex and you are like isolated in this non-cool zone. So like, I'm very innocent. Because if you think later in this story that I wasn't innocent, I'm telling you, I was. I didn't know much. I thought French kissing was a big f***ing deal. Okay? So anyways, nerds, nerd games, nerd association games. I mean, God love the nerds. I wish I was a nerd. I'm a nerd groupie, like maybe a geek, but I can't be a full nerd. And now I leave this camp and I go to tennis camp because my parents have packed me into camps to try to rebuild my self-esteem after my incredible social downfall. And it's tennis and life camp. So it's taught at Gustavus Adolphus College. It's a very good tennis camp. That's why I'm going there. And I'm going there in spite of its Christian undertones. But there's a few girls from my high school who are older than me. And they're kind of like Heathers from the movie Heathers, you know. They're rich and they're badass and they wear tennis skirts and they're hot and they're sexy and they are cool. They are cool and they're not buying anybody's bullshit. They have no interest. They do not know I exist. Okay, cool girls don't know I exist. So we're at tennis camp. It's time to play the name association game. I'm like, great, I already know this name association game. Say your name and say a word that starts with the first letter of your name. And so I'm getting all geared up and all nerded up to say what the most nerdiest and most interesting thing. And I say, my name is Dave and I love diaphragms. Like I was thinking of my own diaphragm because I've been doing so many breathing exercises in theater camp. And I say, I love diaphragms. And like the room goes uncomfortable. Some people yell and other people are shocked. And the head tennis instructor is like, Dave likes donuts. Dave likes donuts. Dave likes donuts, you know? And I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what's controversial about this at all. But the kids at camp think I am a badass. They're like, that Dave, good. He says what's on his mind. He pushes the boundaries of acceptability. Lo and behold, the three Heathers at the camp, though, I mean, they weren't killing anybody, or at least not to my knowledge, like take me under their wing. And they're like, you're pretty cool, kid. You said diaphragm. I mean, it's kind of funny because I'm like saying, I'm a 12-year-old boy, and I think protection is your responsibility. At that moment, I became cool through an obscene comment. I can't get enough of the positive feedback that comes with saying something borderline inappropriate in front of a group of people. It's a love I'm addicted to. It's good.
You've been listening to The Dave Good Show.
Dave likes donuts. Dave likes donuts.